This week on Young Money Radio. Paying for college is a big issue for parents and students across the country, and it should be. It's an important decision that can affect the finances of everyone involved for many years into the future. It's reported that 70% of college students leave school with some student loan debt. So, how do you make smart decisions when it comes to applying for and using student loans? Our special guest on Young Money Radio is Amy Tien Gordon, a student loan expert. Amy will give us smart student loan strategies, some important deadline information, and she'll talk about student loan consolidation to save money. It's your life right now. Welcome to Young Money Radio. Hi, I'm Mike Sciano, and we want to welcome you to this very special edition of Young Money Radio. Young Money Radio is made possible this week with support from All Student Loan, dedicated to increasing access to education by offering innovative, affordable, and seamless student loan products to students and their parents so that students can achieve their college education dreams. Online at allstudentloan.org.
Credit card debt was ruining my life.
I didn't know what to do.
I was on the verge of bankruptcy.
Have you exceeded your limits? Are collectors constantly calling? Do you feel overwhelmed by debt? Then take the path of others like you. Let InCharge Debt Solutions help.
Working with InCharge sets my mind at ease.
InCharge Debt Solutions is a nonprofit organization that makes your financial freedom the number one priority. We can help you escape the debt trap.
One client, I'll never forget her. It was her last payment, and she just wanted to call me and say she couldn't believe she was out of debt.
You make one affordable monthly payment. InCharge does the rest.
InCharge, stop the collection calls.
InCharge Debt Solutions changed my life.
Take advantage of this wonderful service that's private and confidential. Please don't wait another minute. Gather your bills and call InCharge today for help.
877-438-6886. That's 877-438-6886. 877-438-6886.
What is Young Money Magazine? Young Money is the only money and lifestyle magazine written by young adults for young adults. Young Money features bold celebrity interviews, real-life strategies for finding your dream job, insider tips for starting your own business, and updates on the latest tech gadgets. Young Money Magazine is your life right now. Find out more at youngmoney.com.
You're listening to Young Money Radio. We want to make Young Money as interactive as possible because hearing voices and stories from across the country and the world is interesting, and we need your help. We'd like you to create and submit audio content for possible use here on Young Money Radio. Be creative. You can ask questions, give advice about successful life strategies you've discovered, maybe even record an interview with someone who has something interesting to say. Email your questions and audio creations to radio at youngmoney.com.
Young Money Radio.
And we're very excited to welcome to the program a very special guest from a very special organization. We're happy to welcome Amy Tien Gordon, who's Vice President and Chief Student Lending Officer for All Student Loan. Amy, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Boy, we're excited to have you here. And the college year has begun, and students are back to school, and a lot of parents now and students are concerned about the costs. You know, we're hearing more and more about student debt, Amy, and student loans and those kinds of things. So we're happy to have you on to talk about those things and how parents and students can get through this process and not be deep in debt at the end of it and do well. First of all, tell us a little bit about All Student Loan.
Sure. All Student Loan is a nonprofit lender, and since 1980, All Student Loan has been helping students and parents achieve their college dreams in an affordable manner.
Now, you mentioned nonprofit. That's a nonprofit lender. That's almost strange to hear. Why nonprofit?
It is. But we, as a nonprofit organization, All Student Loan is focused on our mission to help students go to college in an affordable manner. And because we are a nonprofit, we are solely focused on achieving this mission, which is why our rates are usually the lowest around.
Well, that's good to know, because I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you're right on the front lines of this industry, helping students and parents deal with this. But I think maybe the perception might be that all the rates are the same with student loans, and they're all high.
Well, actually, you know, we do. Our business is the Family Federal Education Loan Program, the Stafford, the Plus, and the Grad Plus, and Consolidation Loans. And so those loans, with us, we have very attractive repayment incentives and benefits for our borrowers in each of those loan products.
Amy Tien Gordon is our guest from All Student Loan, and we're talking about the student loan process and how All Student Loan may be able to help you. Well, that's a very good distinction to make, Amy. You focus on the federal loans. There are other private loans out there that people can get as well, and maybe that's where some of the confusion goes. I think the first step, though, in most people's minds at least, for parents who are preparing to send kids to college, is the federal student loans. Would that be correct? Do you think that's right?
We believe so.
Yeah.
We believe that by going through the school's financial aid office, they're able to put together a package for students that is in their best interest. And most of that will be comprised of federal grants and loans.
And that's something that it's not just something that you show up for, right, one day, fill out a one-page form, and you're all done. I mean, there's some work that has to be done here in preparation for applying for these loans, correct?
Correct. Each January of the preceding academic year, so if a student is starting in August of 2008, in January of 2008, the federal FAFSA form is available online for the borrower to complete. And that FAFSA is what is the basis to determining need-based aid for the borrower or for the student.
Yeah, and that's a very important thing to fill out properly. Correct?
Correct.
I mean, you can't, it's something that I think maybe many parents take lightly, but it's really something you should take very seriously.
Yes, and it's always good to, as a student, if you are a dependent student to the parents, it's always a good idea to have your parent, you know, nearby. So as the student is completing the FAFSA, any questions that arise, they can do it a little bit more quickly and smoothly.
Our guest is Amy Tien Gordon. She's Vice President and Chief Student Lending Officer at All Student Loan. And we should mention that the website is allstudentloan.org. It's a nonprofit organization, a nonprofit lender, allstudentloan.org. And we'll give out a toll-free number for you in a few minutes if you'd like to get in touch with All Student Loan directly and talk to their counselors and get some help. Now, let's talk about this form, Amy. What are some of the things that parents need to be thinking about in preparation? We've started a school year now. Well, many parents could be getting ready for the next school year, or just beginning to start the application process. What are some pieces of information that a parent or anyone applying for these loans may need?
Typically, I think the most difficult for parents is both keeping in hand their current year's tax return information, and then estimating for the new year what they think their adjusted gross income will be. So there's quite a few questions asked within the FAFSA dealing with income, family size, and things of that nature.
Now, when someone gets in touch with All Student Loan, do you help them through that process, or do you just take the paperwork once they complete it?
We can answer some basic information on the FAFSA, Mike, but for most of that information, we do ask for students to go to their high school guidance counselor because they are definitely more the industry experts. They deal with this day in and day out with high school seniors.
How long of a process is it, Amy? How soon should you, if you've not already begun college, how much advanced time should you be going through this process?
Generally, if you're a senior in high school right now, we hope that most of these students will be able have taken the classes necessary for prerequisites to even begin to apply for school. But, you know, generally the timing is seniors will be applying to school in the October time frame, November time frame. They will fill out their FAFSA in January. They will continue to search for scholarships, for grants, for other types of financial aid that are available to them. And by spring, these students will be generally notified of their acceptance, and by late spring, they would get an award letter, which would detail out how the school has determined the student's needs.
And that's a good point as well. A lot of students who may, you know, may have a student who's involved in things like sports, music, academic, doing well, maybe thinking that they're going to get scholarships of some sort. Do you think you should be applying for loans along with the hope or the, you know, the process of obtaining scholarship money as well?
Well, what we try to do on our end, like I said, Mike, we focus on the Family Federal Education Loan programs, but we do encourage, we have outreach folks that encourage students to pursue all avenues. Obviously, you know, what we call free money, which are grants and scholarships, are preferred. It's better than taking out a loan. But in today's environment, with the cost of education, many times these families will need to fill in and subsidize the overall cost of education with loans. And we believe federal loans provide borrowers with a wonderful opportunity.
Amy Tien Gordon joining us. She's Vice President, Chief Student Lending Officer from All Student Loan. And we appreciate you taking time with us, Amy. Such an important topic for so many people across the country. Now, we're up against a bit of a deadline, October 1st of this year. We've got some changes coming to student loans. Tell us about that.
Well, due to federal legislation, many lenders will be reducing or eliminating discounts effective October 1. And so students who need a student loan for this academic year should apply before the October 1 deadline in order to get the current products that are out there.
And what kind of discounts are you referring to? You mean discounts on the interest rates that are offered? Is that what the discounts are?
It's a whole variety. It can be from interest rates to fees to, you know, on-time payments. You would be rewarded somehow. Students literally have thousands of options when choosing where to go for a student loan. And, you know, I've got just a couple tips in mind. If you don't mind, Mike, for
no,
me
please
to kind
do
of
so.
Go over.
Absolutely. We love it.
Good. So even though lenders offer, you know, all the FFELP lenders offer the same Stafford Plus and Grad Plus, like the terms can be different. And so it does pay. We encourage borrowers to shop around, compare interest rates, compare discounts that are given out there. Nonprofit lenders, like All Student Loan, often offer the most affordable loans available. For instance, with us, we do offer and we pay the federal origination fee and the federal default fee for borrowers these days. And then we also offer immediate interest rate reductions when they enter repayments. So, you know, people do a whole variety of things, but we do encourage them to shop around and to keep us in mind because in California, we do offer one of the most affordable products out there. And lastly, always ask your school's financial aid office for information. They are the experts. They see every lender out there. They know what types of grants and scholarships and other types of loans if the federal loans aren't sufficient for a student.
It's so important to do this right, really, because you know, once you start taking out loans, Amy, you know, you've got to repay them, and that's an important thing for a lot of parents who have to realize that they are loans. They're not grants. They're not money that does not. It has to be repaid. So the terms that you set up with are very important from the beginning. It's like any other loan, a mortgage loan or an auto loan. I mean, you've got to make a smart business decision from the beginning so you get good terms.
Exactly. A lot of our outreach efforts and what we emphasize in our line of business is really for the borrowers to make informed decisions. We think that is very important to really understand the terms and the conditions of the loans. Even if they assume it's a federal loan, not all terms and conditions are exactly the same. There are many that are better. You know, we can't do anything, you know, because they are federal programs, we can't do anything worse, but there's nothing that prohibits us from doing something better for the student.
Very interesting. Amy Tien Gordon, our guest on the special edition of the program. She's Vice President and Chief Student Lending Officer for All Student Loan. The website, by the way, is allstudentloan.org. All Student Loan is a nonprofit organization, allstudentloan.org. There's also a toll-free number, isn't there, Amy?
Yes, You can call 1-877-255-0006.
877-255-0006.
Correct.
And they'll be connected to a counselor at All Student Loan?
We have student loan advisors that will be more than happy to help both students and their parents.
What is Young Money Magazine? Young Money is the only money and lifestyle magazine written by young adults for young adults. Young Money features bold celebrity interviews, real-life strategies for finding your dream job, insider tips for starting your own business, and updates on the latest tech gadgets. Young Money Magazine is your life right now. Find out more at youngmoney.com.
You're listening to Young Money Radio. We want to make Young Money as interactive as possible because hearing voices and stories from across the country and the world is interesting, and we need your help. We'd like you to create and submit audio content for possible use here on Young Money Radio. Be creative. You can ask questions, give advice about successful life strategies you've discovered, maybe even record an interview with someone who has something interesting to say. Email your questions and audio creations to radio@youngmoney.com.
Everyone's heard of a credit score. It's the number banks look at to qualify you for your new dream home, your new car, or the new credit card. The higher your score, the more money you save. A few points difference can mean saving thousands, but it's always been a big secret how to get a higher credit score. Until now. BrightScore.com is a powerful tool that unlocks the secrets to improving your credit score. Learn the secrets no one wanted you to know. BrightScore.com gives you personalized techniques for raising your credit score and eliminating trouble spots. It's powerful information, and you can learn it all today. You'll also receive unlimited access to a live counselor. Discover how to maximize your score and save thousands in interest on your next loan. You can even lower your insurance rates. Visit BrightScore.com. In a few minutes, you could save big. Unlock the powerful secrets to raising your credit score today and get a free ebook. Because when you've got a better score, you've got a brighter future. Go to BrightScore.com. That's BrightScore.com.
Young Money Radio.
Well, it's a great point that you made that, you know, while the programs, the interest rates, many things may be similar, the organization that you deal with may have some extra special options for you that can make the loan even better, the terms of the loan better for you in the long run. And that's so important when you're dealing and choosing. And as you mentioned, there are thousands of choices out there. So, you know, we certainly want you to check out All Student Loan. What about people with loans? Amy, there are a lot of people with student loans who may be considering consolidation, or they have heard that term, consolidate your student loans, maybe not sure what that means. What are some benefits of consolidating a student loan?
Sure, Mike. Obviously, when students are just graduating, they're just starting out in their career, and the monthly payments may be difficult for some students to manage. And so by consolidating these federal loans into one loan, it helps the borrower by lowering their monthly payments. Now, consolidation may not be the tool for everybody, so we'd like to caution our borrowers about that. But in the immediate term, for many borrowers, it many times does lower their monthly payments.
Yeah, that's always helpful if you can do that, and it helps you with your other bills that you no doubt have. Now, that consolidation loan's also changing October?
Yes, they are, Mike. They are also changing as of October 1. So that gives your borrowers not much time before the end of the month for them to get information and give us a call or, you know, call whoever their current lender is, but call us and see what's going on.
Now, that's a great point. If they do have loans with other lenders, can they talk to you about consolidation? It's not do you have to go back to the lender you have a loan with, or can they talk to All Student Loan for help with that as well?
You know, the preference is that borrowers should go back to their lender, because each lender, as we have mentioned before, offers very specific products and pricing.
Yes.
And so consolidation loans, we encourage borrowers to call us, because many times if borrowers have multiple loans with different lenders, they can consolidate with us and they can be eligible for our discounts that we have going on. So we do encourage that.
That's always a good thing to do. Now, if you miss the deadline, by chance October 1st. That doesn't mean you can't apply. You still have loans and consolidation loans and things. It's just that there may be some changes in the terms that are available, right?
Correct. For the most beneficial terms, we're encouraging all of our current borrowers and even prospective borrowers to call us now and apply before October 1 to try to preserve their product that they've got.
Amy,
after October 1, they're free to also call us. We'll still be doing consolidation loans. We're still in the FFELP business, and we would welcome them joining our family.
Our guest is Amy Tien Gordon, Vice President, Chief Student Lending Officer at All Student Loan. The website is allstudentloan.org. We'll give you the toll-free number in a minute or two. Amy, I got this question the other day, and I really wasn't sure how to answer it, and that's why I'm so glad I'm talking to you today. The question was this from a parent who will have a student in college, and they asked if they should be trying to borrow the entire student's college. They're expecting the student to at least be in for 4 years of college. So they were wondering if they should try to borrow or if they could borrow enough for all the years they thought their student would be in college, or if they should plan to be looking kind of on a year-to-year basis or even a semester-to-semester basis. Do you have any suggestions in that regard?
Well, I think, you know, overall, Mike, every family situation is very different, and their financial situation is a very sensitive issue to talk about. And for each family, we urge them to consult with their tax advisors as far as what is the best for that particular family. However, the college tuition costs are generally assigned by academic year. So although you have an idea what your son or daughter's 4 years is going to be, those costs can be very different because from academic year to academic year, the school will readjust their cost of tuition and cost of attendance.
Right.
So it's hard to plan out 4 years, but obviously if they work with their financial planner or a tax advisor, they'll be better prepared for that. But on applying for loans, it is an academic year basis. So a parent could not borrow a PLUS loan today for 4 years of projected cost of attendance.
I guess
it would only be for 1 year.
That's a good point, too. We should also make that there are loans for parents and there are loans for students, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, that's a distinction. What are the main distinctions between the two, if there are a lot?
Well, the main difference, obviously, is with the parent loans, we call them PLUS loans, their aggregate maximum per year is pretty much, you know, cost of attendance for that year minus any other financial aid that student has received. So their loan limit is higher, whereas with a student Stafford loan, there are very specific maximums based on the year that they're in school. So they can go with a maximum as low as $3,500 for first-year students, and it can go all the way up to, I believe it's $8,500 on the subsidized for graduate students. So there are differences in loan limits on an aggregate as well as on an annual basis between the two products.
Our guest is Amy Tien Gordon from All Student Loan, and the website is allstudentloan.org. When you take these loans out, Amy, for example, the PLUS loan for parents, that money has to be used for education, doesn't it? It can't be used, for example, to buy a car, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You are correct. It is. The monies are sent to the financial aid office of the school, and so the school would then, depending on their policies, if there is a credit due the borrower, whether they cut a check back to the parent or whether it sits in the borrower's account as a credit to the next semester.
All right. Well, Amy, are there any final tips, some things that you think are most important for students and parents of college students to consider, to keep in mind as they approach the whole student loan process?
Well, I think just the most important tip for students and their families is, as I mentioned before, Mike, is to make informed decisions. You know, students are so busy these days, and the last thing they want to think about are finances. But, you know, a little research today can save them literally thousands of dollars in the future. And for them to pick a lender that provides not just affordable loans, but the best customer service and has and upholds the highest standards of integrity out there. So we believe it's important to make an informed decision, do the research, and we believe, you know, many of these loans can go out 10, 25 years. It's very much like a mortgage. You know, pick somebody that you're going to feel comfortable doing business with, not just today, but also in the future.
Well, I've heard nothing but good things about All Student Loan, Amy, and you've certainly been a great representative of the company. You've made me feel much more knowledgeable about the subject just in the few minutes we've had together, so I appreciate that. We'll give the website again for those of you looking for information. It's a great website full of information, allstudentloan.org. As Amy mentioned, All Student Loan is a nonprofit organization, a nonprofit lender. Amy, give us the toll-free number a couple of more times for our listeners who may want to call directly in.
Sure. Our toll-free number is 1-877-255-0006. And again, that's 1-877-255-0006.
All right, excellent. We hope everyone who is in the situation looking to learn more about student loans, requiring one, consolidation of current student loans, contact All Student Loan either on the website or call them directly and get some information. Amy, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and we'll have to have you on again soon because this is such an important topic.
Great. Thank you very much, Mike.
All right, that's Amy Tien Gordon, Vice President, Chief Student Lending Officer for All Student Loan. Okay, that was a great discussion, and we certainly thank Amy Tien Gordon from All Student Loan for joining us, and we'll have her back on the show again soon to talk about such an important issue as paying for college the smart way. And for those determined to limit the amount they borrow to pay for college, here are some ideas from Young Money on coming up with additional cash and limiting college expenses. First of all, I think Amy even alluded to this, planning. It's important for you to plan and understand, whether you're a parent or a student, whoever's paying the bills, have an idea of where the money is going to come from and plan as far ahead as possible. Enlisting relatives might be helpful to you. You know, you can save, you can plan, you can apply for loans, but if there are relatives who are interested in helping out with paying for your grandchild's or nephew, niece, you know, there are plenty of relatives out there who would love to be part of, and what a great gift. It may be a small gift, maybe a one-time gift, maybe ongoing. Maybe you have a rich relative. Wouldn't that be nice? So, talk to relatives. Ask those in the family who you think might have, you know, some opportunity to help out. 529 plans are always recommended. The sooner the better on these qualified tuition plans known as 529 plans, state or college-sponsored plans that allow families to save for tuition. There's that big word again, save. We have a hard time doing it here in America, but that's a great program, especially if you have multiple children who are going to be going to college. Those monies in the 529 can be passed down if they're not all used up by the first student going to college. Scholarships, always seek those out. There are thousands of scholarships available for students in all types of, from the arts to sports to smart kids. It's not just all about football scholarships. There are so many different scholarships from thousands of organizations, and not just big, you know, four-year full boat type scholarships, but you can get $1,000 here, $2,000 there. Writing essays, doing research, doing internships, there are plenty of ways to get extra money from there. Working, there's an idea. Most students can work at least part-time, often at the college. So that might be an opportunity, certainly something to take very seriously. Students who stay home for maybe at least their first 2 years of college often save a lot of money and can often save enough. The parents can save enough by the students staying home to afford the rest of the college degree after they transfer to an away school. Just some ideas from all of us here at Young Money. This edition of Young Money Radio is made possible by the In Charge Education Foundation and Young Money Magazine. Your continued corporate and personal support of our financial literacy mission for all young people is greatly appreciated. Sponsorships make the production of this program and the publication and distribution of Young Money Magazine on college campuses nationwide possible. to help lend your support, or if you have questions, comments, or suggestions, send an email to radio@youngmoney.com. This program is available for listening 24/7. Young Money Magazine is a publication of the In Charge Education Foundation, a national nonprofit financial education organization. I'm Mike Sciano, and for everyone here at Young Money, thanks for listening and enjoy your life right now.